What's good, yo? It's your boy, One to Dial, sitting here chilling with the Hip Hop Digest Show.
We're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. Strange fruit.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And of course, it's E Color. Another wonderful week, brothers. What's up?
What's up?
That's what's good, no doubt. Anyway, we're not even going to hold up and waste the listeners' time. Let's get right in. In memory of Bernie Rowell, just right off the top, for those of you who don't know who Bernie Rowell is, and I can't imagine anybody who listens to the show who doesn't know, but just in case, Parliament Funkadelic lead keyboard. Matter of fact, the founding member, along with George Clinton, he is on virtually every record of Parliament Funkadelic. He is virtually on every record on every group that was an offshoot. The Brides of Frankenstein, Parlette, one of my personal favorites, Roger Troutman, Fuzzy Haskins, as well as playing an integral role in all the hooks, all the arrangements, all of the P-Funk sound. It is basically Bernie Rowell's keyboard sound. Okay? Gentleman passed away this week. Rowell was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with 15 other musicians from Parliament Funkadelic in 2007. One of the best comments that I've seen was Dr. Dre owes his entire musical life to this man. Doesn't matter what album, Doggy Style, Chronic,
DOC,
the DOC, Niggas for Life, Elfin Zaggin, no, it doesn't matter. All of that, a large part of it, is Bernie Rowell's keyboard playing and style, as well as other Parliament Funkadelic music. People really have to realize that the entire 1990s, really the entire West Coast sound, G-Funk related, as well as a big part of the East Coast. So on front, I mean, you got De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I get it. But there was no bigger influence than the G-Funk sound of the early 90s, early to mid-90s. That is Bernie Rowell. Others may not realize that Bernie Rowell played the keyboard part to M2MA's Juicy Fruit. Okay? Bernie Rowell is all through hip-hop. His fingerprints are all over hip-hop. Too many samples to name, too many records to conceive on this show.
Bernie Rowell could go up there with James Brown. If he ain't one of the most samples.
Tell you what, a lot of people would say, if not more.
He's up there.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, the amount of samplage and the amount of, not just samplage or just reinterpretation and replaying.
Yes.
Right, because that was, would I be wrong in saying that that's like the birth of a coast?
Not the birth of a coast, but the birth of a style.
Okay.
A G-Funk style.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I mean, and everything related. I mean, everything that was the high-end. Remember for a while, everything had a high-end keyboard?
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, again, we want to honor, rest in paradise to Bernie Rowell. I mean, the it's just too massive. I look at my Parliament Funkadelic stack, and I'm like, it's a lot of fucking records.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Now, Kurt G, you had said something during the week, and we don't know this. You wanted to see Dr. Dre give a big...
I just wanted him to just make sure he, if nobody else gave remembrance or gave props to Bernie Rowell, it had to be him. Because like you said, that comment that said that he owes his whole life to that nigga. Not that he don't owe his whole life, but he owes a whole lot of money he made in off that G-Funk sound.
His whole musical life.
To him.
Right.
Because all that shit, like even back to DOC, all that grand finale, all that shit, that's all Bernie Worrell. And Dr. Dre, if nobody else, had to come out and say something. Now, I don't know if he did or not, but that was my comment at the time after we saw that he had passed. After last week's show, right after we recorded last week, we saw that and was like, damn.
But the thing about it is that I don't have Beats Radio. I don't have I don't use Apple products in that way. So if there's anybody out there who listens to Dr. Dre's mix show, if you could confirm or deny or whatever that he gave a shout out, at least a shout out, although he should get more than a shout out. Dr. Dre should get on the entire show and say the entire 2 hours is dedicated to Bernie Worrell. It's nothing but Parliament Funkadelic music. I mean, he should go to that level.
If he hasn't.
If he hasn't. He should. And if he doesn't, it's a shame. It's a shame on him. If he doesn't. Because I know when James Brown died, Primo and Pete Rock and the other people who sampled the hell out of James Brown all put out joints or got on the radio and played nothing but James Brown. So I'm just saying. You know how sometimes I can be a little antagonistic. I'm just saying.
Well, it may have occurred and we just didn't know it.
Yeah, we just don't know.
We don't know. Like I said, we don't have Beats and we're not listening on that level. And plus Dre don't tweet or nothing like that, so he's not involved in that.
Right. One other thing that you gotta realize about Mr. Well, and as well as basically all of Parliament Funkadelic, Jay Jerkin niggas does not even explain the amount of money that they did not get. Now, yeah. A lot of people sampled a gang of their music, which we discussed previously, but because of bad and shady business practices, they did not receive money. They did not receive royalties. Even when people had to pay, even De La and them had to come up with millions of dollars. And I'm sure Dr. Dre, now they paid somebody.
But Bernie and
Bernie and George Clinton and them wasn't getting it.
Nah, they didn't get none of that.
So that's a sad state of musical situation, musical affairs.
That's
those
just,
contracts.
That's just a lot of bad karma coming your way.
Right.
You know? How the fuck you just take somebody's shit and just do them like that?
Hey.
You know, it happens like that and worse every day.
I know. But that's just terrible, yo.
So, you know, again, rest of paradise. I can't stress this enough, you know. And actually, just a quick anecdote. I saw in a documentary a long time ago about Parliament Funkadelic. You remember Egri, the Budweiser Superfest?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So the Budweiser Superfest at RFK Stadium every year. And they talked about one particular year where I guess Earth, Wind & Fire was on the bill. And they were backstage arguing about who's going to close the show. And Marie's wife from Earth, Wind & Fire was like, fuck, go, you know, no doubt, rest in peace, was like, fuck going on after Parliament Funkadelic. Because they, first of all, Parliament Funkadelic owned D.C., okay? Maybe it was because of the Chocolate City cover and everything like that, you know. They sold an astonishing amount of records, I believe over 100,000 in the local D.C. area when the record came out, from what I saw. But in any case, Maurice White was like, there's no way we're going to be able to do anything after they land that mothership. We're going on before them. So that's a little... Now, again, how true that is, I don't know if Maurice White was doing a gang of cussing, but he certainly was not going to... They weren't going to go on after Parliament Funkadelic.
So. The mothership was closing the show.
No doubt. So, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, Fat Joe. In trouble with the IRS, the rapper accused of another $1.1 million in a back taxes lien.
Lean back.
Lean back what? For real, nigga.
The rapper.
The lean is back.
Who has experienced a resurgence in his career with a hit single All the Way Up. He's going down to the IRS for back taxes.
You getting your Walter Cronkite on tonight.
This nigga's on another level, ain't he?
Oh, my God.
All the way up.
Nothing can stop me.
So they said the new lien is for the years 2008, 9, 10, and 14.
Damn.
He spent 4 months in federal prison for tax evasion in 2013, claiming that fancy guys and bow ties mishandled his finances.
So he rehired them same niggas again. What the fuck happened this time around? How the fuck you didn't learn your lesson after the first time? Goodness.
So your man, this comes on the heels of him settling a $2 million lawsuit with the estate of Big Pun. So I remember when that whole Big Pun situation was going back and forth. Fat Joe was claiming that, look, I took care of Big Pun's family and his wife spent all the money. The fact that he settled that lawsuit must have at least gave credence. Or Swervin, with your legal ease, do you think that Fat Joe, it was just easier to pony up more money and then just to claim that Fat Joe's, that Big Pun's wife was spending all the money?
That's a tough one, B. I don't even know if I have an answer for that. Cause it's foul.
All of it.
Did it even have to come to that? And that just comes from people not taking business like business. So whether she spent the money or not, I don't know.
Okay.
Did she not deserve it if she did?
I don't know. You know, again, like I said, who knows? Maybe she's saying you still getting royalties off his music. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
But he just settled for another $2 million. So, you know, that's what's up, Fat Joe. Like, you know, get your shit together, homie. You know, when you're doing DITC shit, I root for you. But, you know, I see you still hustling with your all the way up. So, getting it done. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is DMX has changed his mind about Drake. DMX was on the Breakfast Club and said he got a newfound respect for the man after Drake reached out to him because Drake wanted to sample What These Bitches Want.
What These Bitches Want for my nigga.
So it wasn't the article that Drake and DMX are buddies for now anyway. And certainly, you know, favor for favor, going out to breakfast
and shit,
right? You know,
on the Breakfast Club and shit.
I'm sure DMX appreciates the money that's going to come his way due to this either alleged sample or remake from Drake. But it was the tone of the article. It really didn't even have anything to do with DMX really liking this nigga or not. It was the tone of the article. Because the tone of the article was encapsulated by one of the internets. And the tone of the article was like, X seems to be growing up a bit. I mean, a cat in his 40s should show some growth. Meaning that if you in your 40s, like I am, and you'd really not like it, Aubrey, then you're an immature imbecile. Now, you're showing more maturity.
You're an old immature imbecile.
Is that what that is?
Right.
If you're in your 40s and you like Drake, then, I see you growing up, son. It's like, isn't there something backwards about that?
Yes, sir.
So you can't, if you don't like them, then you're not mature. But if you do like them, then you are mature.
Then you're really showing some growth. Then you bringing it in and understanding that you're letting the young people live. And now you want to wrap your arms around the young folks who like Drake. I mean, I don't know Aubrey personally. I'm sure he's a wonderful, respectful young man. But his art sucks.
You mean it tastes bad?
Sounds bad. Nigga.
That's my personal
shit.
In my 40s.
Album cover looks bad.
Well, the album cover is fine. I mean, you know.
It's just a big house and a dog and shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
What a dirty, high-value car.
he's showing you views from the six.
Yeah. I actually drive that car, though, nigga.
I digress.
But I'm saying, the tone in the article is just sort of like, again, I guess writers, and you can tell when you read these things that these are young writers who chafe at, you know, and I guess maybe all of us would, and maybe we did. You know, when James M. Toomey and all of regular R&B musicians is like, fuck rap.
You know what? To extent, I guess you could feel for the young boys in a way, because if we was young and rap was still around, was before us, and didn't start with us, and it was some other rappers coming up, and they was telling us, man, them niggas over there, KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane and them niggas, man, they can't fuck with niggas that used to be hot back in our day. They can't fuck with them. What you talking about, nigga? We'd be tired of hearing that shit. We'd be tired of hearing it. Like, how you telling me KRS-One ain't the man? How you gonna tell me that he ain't the man? He's hot. Rakim is hot. What are you saying?
Yeah, but James M2Man and them did that shit anyway.
Yeah, but they wasn't rap, though. That's, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? We were telling them that their rappers that they like ain't shit compared to the rappers that we like, and they ain't getting tired of that bullshit.
That's true. I guess it didn't sting as much because they all the singers. R&B musicians, right, they were all singers. That's true.
Right.
They were just saying it wasn't real.
It wasn't real music.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying, and we could just brush them niggas off.
Right.
Right.
That's real.
But we're not saying that these dudes ain't real music. We're just saying it sucks.
We're saying these niggas suck. Yo. They can't rap.
Son,
they trash.
But the tone of swerving, you are immature because you can't get it up enough, and I don't mean that literally, but you can't give up enough props to Drake. Is something wrong with you?
Yeah, I guess Swerve. So. I guess my taste is just different.
So, you know what I mean?
That's crazy, though. It's just reverse. It's so backwards.
Ah,
crazy backwards.
Indeed. Next topic going to Hip Hop Digest is, this is a technology. We got a couple of technology back-to-back topics, and these are pretty interesting to me because I'm a gear slut. I like gear. I love buying gear. So it's kind of right up my alley.
Bitches want from a nigga.
Right. You know what I mean? So anyway, there's a club in Los Angeles, by the way, called The Cure and The Cause, a venue on the outskirts of Los Angeles in Glendale, has just issued a new rule: no more laptops in the DJ booth.
A no-fly zone?
A no-fly zone in the DJ booth. Do not bring your laptop. Kenny Summit. Now, I know Kenny Summit. He's one of my house music heroes. I've enjoyed many of his compositions when it comes down to house music. And anyway, he owns the club, and he says unless you're using it to control vinyl or do some turntable and shit like Jazzy Jeff, or you're doing the thing where you're actually programming the shit on the fly, keep your laptop at the crib. Don't come to work with training wheels on. Learn the tools of the trade already.
Just backslapping niggas.
Yeah, he's backslapping niggas. And niggas is pissed. Niggas is pissed at that whole situation. So what we're going to do on the Hip Hop Digest is totally break down here the tools of the trade. Okay, the modern day tools of the DJ trade. So at the top of the food chain, there is the CDJ 2000 NXS, Pro Grade Digital DJ Deck. This is Pioneer saying, fuck Native Instruments, fuck Serato, all them niggas. This is an all-in-one. You plug your USB stick in the top of the deck. The picture, the waveform comes up. Your artwork comes up. Everything's involved in this deck. Now, granted, this deck costs $2,000 a pop.
Bring your wallets with you.
No doubt. Not to mention, this is top of the food chain, another $2,500 to $3,000 for the Pioneer Mixer and another deck. Okay? Kenny Summit is like saying, you got these young niggas coming in here with laptops and literally stopping the music because they don't know anything about the gear and having to plug in.
Wow.
Okay? So that's at the top of the food chain, the really expensive. Hell, that's not even getting into the fucking either, you know, the Rain or the isolators and shit like that. You got to be a professional DJ to know what's good with the isolators and shit. You know what I mean? That's not even that. That's another $4,000 a pop.
And you wonder why these niggas got a laptop.
So that's what a lot of people were saying in the forum. See, you high-end DJ niggas is all snobbish and shit. I can't afford $8,000 in gear. So the next tier down is DJ controllers, MIDI controllers. Now, you can have two discs. You can have all buttons, all push button, all plugged into your laptop. And those are interfaced with, like I said, either Native Instruments or Serato DJ.
So you can get into that game for less than $100.
Well, yeah. You can just go on Craigslist and buy a cheap MIDI controller and plug directly into your Mac or Windows machine and be up and running. Okay? So, the next level of the game under that is just a plain old laptop. A lot of people were saying, fuck that. I'm not mixing anyway. I'm just pushing buttons. Why, just show up with my MacBook Air. I'm DJing. Okay? And then you have what I call the dinosaur gear. This is shit you might want to dig up if you're doing, what do they call it? Archaeologist. Turntables, tape deck, and or reel-to-reel. So that's something that if you're a young boy and you want to discover something, get out your picks and shovels and dig up some turntables. I doubt that if you'll do that.
Bring your mask and gloves.
Right. So you go through all of those things in the realm of DJing. And this particular club has now said, I want motherfuckers at A, number one, to know what they're doing when they show up at the club, leave the laptop at home. Needless to say, a lot of people were saying, this, fuck that nigga.
Of course.
It reminds me of you, Swerving, doing the DJ set where the young boys were aghast when you changed the pitch number.
Yeah.
Switch my pitch up.
Change my
smack my pitch up.
Yeah. Yo, Swerve, tell that story again, yo, because I was amazed at this. You're in a group with a group of young boys mixing. And you did what?
I got off the I got off the pitch. I was freestyling. I wasn't going by the pitch.
So let's say this shit was running at 100 BPMs for a minute, and then you broke it down to maybe 95 or something.
Yeah, to match something down lower.
And they couldn't handle it.
It was obvious that it wasn't working.
So, but you'll give credit, at least they were mixing, but they had to be mixed inside of a gate.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You
absolutely
had to be at that tempo. If it's not 95 accurate. Or 100, everybody's on the same tempo.
Right.
It has to be that. You can't go down or up.
That's an accurate statement right there, yes.
So
I had never done that before, ever. It's all freestyling, you know what I'm saying?
So, unlike what we'll do, we'll get in, we'll get on. You blend what you blend. You blend by ear. You learn the craft. Are we just so dinosaurs that we can't even see straight?
No, I guess technology just makes it so easy that you don't have to really.
Right, that's what it is. Technology has made shit so easy that we are dinosaurs. It's like you niggas refuse to change with the times, but that's just how we were taught.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. All the technology, I mean, and a lot of this technology does the mixing for you, okay? We're not even going to discuss that. We're not even going to discuss the software aspect of it. But it is as simple as putting a record on, adjusting the pitch, cutting or scratching in a nice blend. It's not rocket science. So I say the same thing to them. They may say to me, fuck you, you old nigga. You can't get with this technology. And I'm
there
like,
you go.
And then I'm like, fuck you, nigga, blend.
Damn.
I'm just saying, granted, wow. I have a hybrid of the technology here in the lab. I use Serato DJ, okay? But Serato DJ doesn't use me.
There's a difference.
Indeed.
So that money.
Shout out to Kenny Summit.
Make you.
Shout out to Kenny Summit. Yo, Swerve, if you ever get a chance to go to Glendale while you're out there, son, calls in the cure.
Message.
Shout out to Kenny Summit.
That's another reason for them to hate you old niggas.
I know, right?
Constantly telling us our shit is whack. Putting no fly zones up and shit.
Timmy Turner.
Next up, go to Hip Hop DJ is another technology related topic. And this is going to be a really quick one because it really doesn't represent me. Locking up your phones at concert. All the big names, Alicia Keys, Adele, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, all pissed that what they're seeing is they're going in, they're going to do the concert, and all they're seeing is their fans looking up at them while looking at their phones, recording concerts, that whole shit. Now, if you're old enough, what you'll remember is back in the days, you know, first of all, you couldn't bring recording devices into concerts anyway.
They were too big.
You know what I mean? Well, you know, shit, son, that's like Rerun getting popped
Doobie
at the
Brothers.
Doobie Brothers concert, nigga.
What's happening, nigga? Hey.
Yo, Rerun got popped and shit, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
at the Doobie Brothers concert. But technology has moved on. You know what I'm saying? Rerun would be aghast. Damn, you mean all I had to do is bring my phone?
Right.
So,
but see, you know what? You know what was being forgotten?
What's that?
There's one key thing that's being forgotten. For every camera that is being pointed at her, it has paid.
You just stole my seat. You just stole my thunder, because that's where I was going. I'm like, what are you complaining about? Every one of these niggas in here paid to come see your ass.
Record the hell out of me.
They recording it, but they came. They had to pay to get this seat.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny. I'm interesting when I look at the names of people who are complaining. It's all paid people. Ain't nobody on that list. Yeah, or is not a millionaire several times over. Okay, and they're complaining about what 15-year-old fans who go to the concert whip out their phone and start recording. They're going to complain about that shit?
Exactly.
Again, hey, I don't see nothing wrong with it, and I'm a dinosaur. Come on, rich celebrities. Get with the technology. Whip your phone out and start recording them.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here. Next time I'm going to Hip Hop Digest. We're going to continue on with the Technology Digest for a minute. Apple is reportedly in exploratory talks to purchase Jay-Z's title. The devil, as Kurt G likes to call him, will leave no stone unturned. Jay-Z is hearing the knock at the door from Apple representatives. It's almost like the mafia. Damn, Don Corleone. But Jay doesn't care, because Jay's saying, you know what? If I play this right, I may get the second highest payday to Dr. Dre. At least.
Nah.
That's what I'm holding out for. I'm
not going to get that.
Are you kidding me?
He's not going to get no Billy.
I don't think he's going to get a Billy, but he's going to get more than the $56 million he paid for a title.
Yeah, he's going to get that. Twice that.
And two, you know, Apple is saying, you know, fuck. You know what I mean? All these motherfuckers, Prince and Wifey. And Justin Timberlake and Madonna, Kanye West, Rihanna, and all these other motherfuckers who own pieces of title. We can't get that exclusive. We can't do commercials. We can't do none of that shit. Somebody go pay this nigga off.
Exactly. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. We'll buy his catalog too. Because Apple got deep pockets. And Jay certainly wants to get out from under that arbitrage. Now, Jay certainly is showing that his hustle game is strong, because he did lock up all these specific people exclusive to Tidal.
And now, they sold them.
Right. Well, hey, man, I'm saying, got to hustle.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
He gave him a piece of the company for the rights to own, to have their shit.
Exclusive.
That's exclusive. True.
So now, don't get me wrong. Now, Wifey and Kanye and them ain't stupid. After a week or 2 weeks exclusively on Tidal, they gonna release their shit to Apple. There's no doubt about it. But Apple wants to lock up the entire situation. As a matter of fact, I seen an analyst on the technology news saying that Apple wants to get out of the entire iTunes game and go strictly paid streaming, which means you don't buy albums, nigga.
Wow.
You pay me to listen to albums.
Oh, they're just gonna do the game dirty. Like, nigga, you can't even download no more. You're just gonna pay to listen.
We getting out of the game, son.
Wow.
You will pay me to listen to your favorite artist.
It's gonna be like cable.
Hey, son, wow. It's gonna be worse than cable, because think about it like this, man. Motherfuckers who running that shit over there is hella smart. They get a device that people under a certain age cannot live without.
Right.
Okay? And particularly Apple products. People cannot live without it. I asked my daughter, you think you could ever get an Android phone? It was like it was a slap in the face.
Straight up.
No doubt. That's your boy. Jobs is resting well that his company is still hustling.
Hard.
Next time, going to Hip Hop Digest, Joe Budden's unleashes a Drake diss track, Making of a Murderer Part 1. Now, we didn't lead with this. I certainly think that most young boys aren't going to give a fuck. I did listen to the track, and he handles young Aubrey pretty well. But that's easy for buttons. Reminds me of KRS-One Nelly. KRS-One handled him pretty well, but it didn't matter. Because they didn't like KRS. And motherfuckers do not like Joe Buttons. And it doesn't matter how bad the diss track is. Because again, Drake will not respond. Drake will not respond because I don't think lyrically he can even handle Buttons.
So wait, and I was thinking about that today. You don't think that him having this supposed win over Meek Mill wouldn't give him a little bit more bravado?
Well, he did he? But see, the problem is, it's not like he beat Meek. And that was a beauty contest.
Well, but again, that's to them, that's a victory.
No, I'm saying to his fans, that's a victory. But right. That wasn't really a. That was a beauty contest. That wasn't a lyrical jousting. Okay, now Buttons came at him directly.
Right.
Okay, and like I said, handled the young guy pretty good under in a different time and space.
But no matter what Drake said, if he came back with a record, Drake wins. Because Drake is more popular. And like you said, the beauty contest. Drake's going to win against Joe Buttons. If he comes out with a record against Joe, he's going to win.
First of all, Meek Mill's was a very tepid, it was uncoordinated. The whole situation worked against Meek Mill's. It was a beauty contest. But this right here, Aubrey would actually, he couldn't beauty contest this up.
He can because he's the most popular person.
Really?
He's got the popular vote, so he's going to win. All he has to do is get on a record and say, fuck Joe Buttons and nothing else and let the beat play. And he wins. He wins. That's it. Contest over. Woo! Drake just handled another one. Okay. Down goes Frazier.
Wow. I don't know about that, but I know that I'll be shocked if Drake does respond. And even if Drake does respond, it'll be so timid and so subliminal that, again, in that way, he'll win. I think if he took Budden's head up, it's a risk.
It's not a risk.
It's B. A risk. I don't know.
At this point, it's not a risk. It's not a risk at this point because his fans think he can do no wrong. So no matter what he does, he wins.
Well, somebody better be writing some dope shit.
In our eyes, we're gonna say he got his ass kicked, but it won't matter because he lost the popularity contest.
I understand. I understand that Joe Buttons is gonna lose the popularity contest. I agree with you on that. I think that if you're just being honest with yourself, and
you're asking
fans,
these young people to be honest,
no,
about their hero.
No, I'm not asking.
He's their hero,
right? No, I'm not asking them to be honest, but I'm just saying if you're going to take an objective look at it, Buttons handled the young man pretty good. Now it's going to get lost on the fact that Drake is so huge. Now, I think to a certain extent, people want another MC that is around, as they call it, his level. That's why Drake fans is itching for Kendrick Lamar to do something really, really blatantly, so they feel like they could crush him in the popular vote. But I don't know, B. I don't know. I still believe, and maybe I'm wrong, but I still believe Aubrey carries the not. Yeah, you're popular and you're the man, but you really aren't getting a gang of respect.
He's not from people at on. From our age group or from the Kendrick Lamar crowd, he's not getting any respect.
All right. That's real. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I got to think that at some point, I'm not talking about a control situation where every old head, because you could tell old heads was raised in that shit. So every old head, every Styles P type nigga jumped on the control and had something to say and this, that, and the third. But, I don't know. Shout out to Aubrey, yo. I think it's Teflon right now.
He's that dude.
We'll see. We will see.
So
he wins all contests right now.
Until
the next young boy comes along, the next generation gets their Drake. And then it's going to be fuck Drake.
Shout out to Designer. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
That nigga needs to stop.
Is Raekwon and Ghostface selling opening act slots for $1,100, saying that they want to give young and upping MCs a chance.
Is it like a damn auction and shit.
They didn't say that. They're going to your local town on the tour stop and saying, if you want to open up for us, come in, pay us $1,100, and you can open up.
Nice hustle.
Now that is a nice hustle, but that's not
even. How many opening acts are they gonna have though?
I would assume just one. But look, $1,000 to them niggas is nothing. So I kind of see it. Some people were critical. Oh, why is y'all niggas charging $1,000? These niggas is charging at a minimum. I would assume they're getting $5,000 per appearance, if not more.
$5,000, that's nothing.
That's nothing, but I'm just assuming because, again, certainly you're not getting upwards of $250,000 per appearance like Drake or more. They're not getting that type of money, but whatever they're getting, $1,000 is nothing. I don't know why they're charging $1,000, but and I don't know what type of vetting process that they got. They could have some ass nigga up there just because he paid $1,000. I don't know.
And that's where the bullshit comes in.
Really?
If you're just going to let anybody up just to pay, that pays $1,100, and you're like, you're going to have this as your opening act, nigga? Really?
Yeah, you would think they would have some kind of
exactly
standards.
Just because you can afford to pay the $1,100 don't mean you need to be on the stage opening up.
Right, and that was the only question I had. So I don't know if there's a vetting process, but you know, check out the Raekwon and Ghostface tour stops. Maybe they're going to your city, and if you're an MC and you got the money, hey, good luck. So that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Justin Timberlake benefiting from using black culture and turning a blind eye when it can be dangerous. So now, I'm not into that Twitter back and forth shit. And to be dead honest, for full disclosure, I don't know what Timberlake said surrounding the BET Awards and shit. But I know that I'm about to sound like Stacey Dash on this topic. Okay? You had other MCs and rappers and, you know, after the BET Awards, everybody's feeling like, you know, this is Black Empowerment Week. You know, everybody got up there and did their thing. You know, anti-Trump, pro-Black Lives Matter. And I'm down with that. No doubt. I'm down with it. But that's your boy, Swerve, Justin Timberlake, and I know you support him.
No, you don't even say that.
I know you support him. But
I think that's Curtis, actually.
Yep.
Kurt G supports Timberlake. But anyway, the point I want to get to is this appropriation of black culture. We have just said this, and I'm going to say it again. Okay? Now, whose fault is it that Justin Timberlake is making black music? Or did Justin Timberlake just decide to make black music? You want to tackle that for me, Swerve?
Man, all I can remember is the little boy band. I don't see where that the whole soulful singing came from.
Well, he's doing it.
Yeah, he is.
He's doing it.
And I wouldn't have tracked that.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Okay, so the point I want to get to is that Justin Timberlake is doing what African Americans are not. Okay?
Not on a commercial level.
No, not on the commercial level. African Americans, yes. And if they had prefaced this by saying that African Americans still make soul music but can't get any headway because Justin Timberlake and others like him are making R&B, traditional R&B, then they wouldn't have an argument.
Robin Thicke?
I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm saying that the number one R&B album is fucking Bryson Tiller's Trap Soul.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's the number one R&B album in the country.
Trap Soul.
Trap Soul. I can't stress this enough.
Isn't that a good thing, though?
Why? Is it?
Yeah, because they have made their own lane, and I'm appreciative of that. Go ahead, have your trap soul.
Okay, that's fine.
Just don't call it hip-hop.
I don't have a problem with that, and that's true. I do appreciate them not calling it hip-hop. Yeah. I really do. So, Bryce, thank you. But all that being said, why are African-Americans mad when African-Americans, on a commercial level, have left R&B?
They left that shit on the side of the road.
They left it on the side of the road. None of the people at the BET Honors, maybe with the exception of Erykah Badu, are really doing, a lot of people would say Jennifer Hudson, are not even doing R&B. Okay, they're doing an amalgamation of essentially what is trap soul. Okay? That's just real talk.
Exactly.
All right? Now you got groups out there, Tuxedo.
Yep.
White group. Tortured Soul.
Yep.
White group. Who are doing, and okay, let's just say for sake of argument that they are appropriating black culture. That they are culture vultures. Give me African American artists on a high level.
Commercial level.
On a commercial level, doing that type of music that African Americans are supporting, and I'll keep my mouth shut.
Crickets.
Maybe Anthony Hamilton?
Anthony Hamilton is not getting that type of support. Right.
Lettucey's not getting that type of support.
Right.
It's just not happening.
I mean, they're not selling the records out the box that Timberlake is selling. Now, granted, that's the point I'm saying. Timberlake, none all he got to do is show up, whether on traditional soul hookups and do it. Okay, right. Anthony Hamilton is doing that. And granted, he has a wonderful tour life and he's getting paid and all of that. But Anthony Hamilton is not selling $5 million out the box.
Right.
Tuxedo moves units. Tuxedo had a hot album, by the way, that was R&B, what R&B on a commercial level should sound like.
Okay. My favorite girl group, King.
Not moving units.
Crickets on units being sold. They're the most talented females in R&B right now. And for a while, as far as I'm concerned, shout to King. But I'm saying, so, you know, don't fucking get up there and talk about fucking appropriating what?
Appropriating some shit you left on the side of the road as trash? You're not even using it anymore. On a commercial level, so what are you mad about? You mad because it's a white face? Is that what you're mad about?
I still say that the commercial African-American culture, same thing in hip-hop. Same thing. Okay? It's at the point now where underground hip-hop is being viewed as strictly done by white boys, by the paid black culture. Your old Drew, oh, that's that white boy shit. Ain't that Migos? The fuck out of here with that, yo. And I know I always say it and I continue to say it, all Drew got to do is make the music. He doesn't have an African-American cultural hierarchy to pony up to. He doesn't have to look paid. You know, he doesn't have to have the hustle mentality. All he got to do is make the fucking music. So, certainly, I know we're talking about R&B, but it is most prevalent in hip-hop.
On a high level in hip-hop. Because it's such a big, big, big difference between what commercial-level hip-hop sounds like or what they call commercial-level hip-hop anyway. The trap, soul, and the underground. What hip-hop should be sounding like. There's a big difference in the two, and you can see the color barrier.
Oh, no doubt.
Because if you go to an underground show, it's a lot of white boys out there in that crowd.
All day.
Yeah. All day long. Even if it's black faces on the stage performing and MCs, it's still a lot of white boys in the crowd. But you go to one of these, Bryson Tiller, as you say, who's opening up for Migos or somebody, or Migos opening up for his ass, that's what you see. You see a bunch of black young faces out there.
No doubt. So, I don't know, Swervin, are we hating or are we self-evasing? Are we hating young African-American culture? Are we so blind? Is the generation gap that wide, my nigga?
Nope, we are just guarding the legacy of the culture of music that we love. Simple as that, B.
But like you said, we up here sound like Stacey Dash.
No, because, not really. She's just wildin'.
sellout ass niggas.
Yeah, she's wildin'. She's actually the reverse. But no, anyway.
I know what you're saying. It's funny because I guess I feel niggas. although we may not be sounding like Stacey Dash because she's totally fucking self-hating off her rocker, I just will not let African-Americans get away from the fact that the music, for the most part, the music that all the stations pump, that all the dick ride blogs pump, that all of this shit is about these niggas. And, you know, look, I'm not saying that Mr. Young Bryson Tiller doesn't deserve to sell records. I mean, he does, and he's making music for his time and his audience. Okay, but you can't do that and then turn around and get pissed at Timberlake and them, or get pissed at your old Drew for picking up what you left. And African Americans have a fucking history of doing that shit. African Americans did it with jazz. African Americans did it with rock and roll, both largely created by African Americans. Blues, they've done it. You know what I mean? And going on to the next thing. I mean, we do that. And trap soul, again, thank you for Mr. Tiller for at least not calling it rap.
Or R&B.
Or R&B. Trap soul is the new shit. The Timberlake and them niggas is just using what you done left by the side of the road. Oh, shit. Did you see that 64 Chrysler? It's been abandoned for 2 weeks. Go get it.
They left it.
And next thing you know,
he left it with the keys in it.
Oh, shit.
So they could just drive off with the motherfucker and do what they want.
And next thing you know, them motherfuckers are sounding like Sam Cooke out this bitch.
And then, and I guess you're mad because they moved units. They moving units with the shit, I guess. Because you left it behind because you thought it was old and useless. And now all of a sudden the 64 shined up and they doing tricks with the motherfucker. They're pancaking that bitch.
Oh, shit.
Three-wheel motion on that motherfucking ass. And you out here talking about, oh, shit, that white boy just cleaned up my 64 and got that shit looking good.
Gentrification?
That's bullshit.
Oh, shit, Spike Lee. Fucking white folks walking their poodles in Fort Greene.
Oh, yeah.
That's for real, nigga. I saw it with my own eyes, my nigga. I was there.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, don't disrespect to our white folks. We got plenty of white folks who listen to the digest, but we're just being honest here. Being
dead ass honest, and it's not a diss to the white people.
No.
It's not a diss at all.
No, sir.
Because they holding the culture. They holding hip-hop culture down for a minute, for right now. They holding it down.
Right.
So stop that.
Yeah. You know how many times that nigga said that shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh.
Trap soul, baby.
Is that the new yeah, yeah?
Oh, shit.
So anyway, that's it. That's all. Here we go. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Cy Martial Law and Mr. Joker, Hip Hop in the Soul 3. That's Cy Martial and Mr. Joker, Hip Hop in the Soul 3. And Granite State, A Tribe Called 30. That's Granite State, A Tribe Called 30. An instrumental joint is Bug Seed, Street Mentality. That's Bug Seed, Street Mentality.
This was good. Yo, son, you guys have a report from the West Coast, or are you all good?
Oh, everything is good. I just want to remind folks that please give ratings for the show and share the link. And thank you for listening. Oh, and please do not forget to listen to the cuts at the end of the show. So for anybody that hasn't done that yet, you think the show's over, we get done talking, yo, you're missing out. So I'd like to leave you with that.
Oh, okay. Right. So you just reminding them to, you know, to listen to what we put down.
Is there? Get that medicine.
Smell what the rock is cooking.
All right. I guess we'll see y'all next week then.
Yeah. Peace.
One.
Yeah.
Nigga, you wildin'.
Yeah, I said yeah, yeah. No, I said yeah, 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 yeah. I'm just a man. Wait, no, no, no. I'm not giving myself enough credit. I'm way more than that. See, I'm a soul with a body attached to a mind. I'm defined. Way more than a man. And whatever.
wherever I go, there I am. Worried about me, you best to mind your own inner. Cause people who pass judgment, they rarely look in the mirror. Before I had my license, I was driving in my own lane. You would either think this dude is fresh or this dude's a mess. 10 people, 9 are to the right, well then I'm to the left. I do everything by feeling and energy. I ain't following shit if it doesn't make sense to me. I'm more than a man, so are you actually. But people be acting like robots in a factory. Scared to step out of line and think freely. But to a real motherfucker, it's very easy. I'm more than a man, what I come for true. But will you know truth when it comes to you? The world's full of followers, I'm like what we coming to. My favorite word is freedom and I'm doing what I wanna do. I'm more than a man, what I come for true. But will you know truth when it comes to you? The world's full of followers, I'm like what we coming to. My favorite word is freedom and I'm doing what I wanna do. What's wrong to you might be right to me. And what's right to me could be wrong to you. See, I'm the black lion in the jungle moving with bravery. If rules was never broke, then we would still be in slavery. My confidence was born out of love. You have no courage, so you hate on somebody who does. Me, I have a great mind, but some people hate mine. Cause I refuse to walk in a straight line. How do I have the audacity to think sporadically, radically? Anything else to me is pain and agony. Freedom to be yourself is to them. So I don't understand people don't want you to think for them. I don't understand people to try to think for me. I'm the ultimate rebel force and I'll resist. Light my spliff, then raise my black fist. Do what the fuck I wanna, live my life like this, this. I'm more than a man, what I come for true. But will you know truth when it comes to you? The world's full of followers, I'm like what we coming to. My favorite word is freedom and I'm doing what I wanna do. I'm more than a man, what I come for true. But will you know truth when it comes to you? The world's full of followers, I'm like what we coming to. My favorite word is freedom and I'm doing what I wanna do. I'm a reader, many books been my teacher. A lot of them told me I was an emotional leader. I never needed no astrologist to talk. To me that meant the only thing I follow is my heart. Nowadays we celebrate clones, I think it's criminal. What about the original individual? I'm not saying I'm the smartest dude here, but I know nothing great was never made through fear. So me listening to you in this life is hard. Cause when it's said and done, it's between a man and his God. I'll never judge or look down with disdain. Cause I know the lane or path we walk is not the same. Don't be so worried about what I'm doing with my time. You got business, mind yours, I'm a mind mine. I'm a man and I'm walking the divine line. Doing my thing, I see you watching from that sideline. I'm more than a man, what I come for true. But will you know truth when it comes to you? The world's full of followers, I'm like what we coming to. My favorite word is freedom and I'm doing what I wanna do. I'm more than a man, what I come for true. But will you know truth when it comes to you? The world's full of followers, I'm like what we coming to. My favorite word is freedom and I'm doing what I wanna do.
Information war, son, right from the Congress. Say, yo, we living life as a target.
Life is a target.
Feeling like we living life as a target. But we got the will of fight, living right through the hardships. Information war, son, right from the Congress. Say, yo, we living life as a target.
Yo, life is a target in the sky of years. Now we living that shit you wasn't trying to hear. Yo, look at the clock, the time is here. There's nothing to hide behind in fear. You hoping for something out the sky to appear. Acting like you had no idea because of the bullshit they pioneered. Distracted, nowadays son, I keep my mind clear in the nine air. She sell my polo and get survival gear. Alone, stressed, haunting my doom. Well, at home with my thoughts, gonna get the gold on the phone. Yo, a lost spoke told me, don't get stuck on the question. Study your lessons, solve your unknown. Indeed, God. And yo, my G's all talking in code. Cause these cops wanna be Rambo, calling Stallone, yeah. Fake blacksmith sparking the chrome and they blasting. When you don't got an arm of your own. And what it really is, they're killing off a royal lineage. Years, knocking kings off of the throne, off of control. Feel like having the weapon drawn, letting off on the corrupt officer's dome.
hold that. We coming out of this hole, and when we climb out, they'll find out we're building a movement that's gonna ride out, putting truth in and lies out. I vow that's how we do things, some like guys to vouch. They got an ear to your phone and eye in the sky. You better start preparing to go and trying to survive. Nigga, we warn you, but y'all too busy looking at your iPhones to see the fucking sign of the times. Gonna combine minds, get the grind moving, the defined revolution of the 59 Cubans. Original nation in the wilderness, still in the struggle. We trying to get through it. Feeling like we living life as a target, but we got the will of fight, living right through the hardships. Information war, son, right from the Congress. Say, yo, we living life as a target.
Life is a target.
Feeling like we living life as a target, but we got the will of fight, living right through the hardships. Information war, son, right from the Congress. Say, yo, we living life as a target.
Living life as a target.
Living life as a target.
Life is a target.
Living life as a target.
Life is a target.
Living life as a target.
Life is a target.
Living life is a target.
Life is a target.
But yo, they wanna keep me hogtied and search the archives of my hard drives, spreading all lies and turn my life into an unsolved crime.
Thank you. yo, what set you reppin'? Walking down our block, we'll get you shot up in 2 seconds. I'ma need you and them to go on back the other way. People get laid out around here about every other day. I swear it's dangerous, but it's a gain to us. Gotta take over our mental since they can no longer put chains on us. There ain't no speaking up. Here, turn the TV up. Matter of fact, take it to the club and then turn up. Turn up. Consciousness is overrated. Don't listen to your grandma, them old ways are outdated. But what you gonna do? You ain't equipped, you might as well get faded. You can lie down in your bed, cause you the one that made it.
Man, it's dark out here. Man, you might starve out here.
Concentration of verbal stipulation. We've been chasing this thing. It's like air, water, steam. Psycho Nikki, top of the Eiffel. Disciples with me. Top by my 16. Hit like Thor hammer. Stop by disrespectfully. Like fuck your couch. We walking out. Be on the lookout for them poison darts they throw at us. White rice and soy sauce and gotten off jungle love.
Oh we oh we oh.
I love some Nessa new. We ridicule. You Africans, we very African, you missed you. Yeah. Play your park, huh? Bobby Turnbuckle got machine in the Cobra clutch. We sobered up. Coming intervals, no evil spirits can enter you. Interview with the vampire. Oops, your time's up. 20 minutes till the sunrise. Just spin it back, huh?
Man, it's dark out here. Man, you might stop out here. Can't be humble, no, 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 no. In the jungle, in the jungle.
What's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition, too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, because I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. You're the capital.
Daddy loves
ya. Get down.
Daddy loves
ya. Moving in on ya.
Daddy loves ya.
Can't you feel my breath?
Daddy loves ya.
All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Gaining on ya. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his vanilla suburbs. Blood.
Gangin' on ya. Gangin' on ya. Gangin' on ya.
Sandman Black. Brother Black, blood even. Yeah, just funny, man. Get down. A blood to blood, players to ladies. The last percentage count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A Chocolate City is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? Easing in. In your stuff. Can't get enough. Funky too. Right on, Chocolate City. Yeah. Get deep. Real deep. Just got New York, I'm told. Mm-hmm.